Excited for the football season? Then don't miss your boost pack courtesy of BetMGM. Log into your BetMGM account today to receive your pro football boost pack. Then, apply the token from the pack to any qualifying pro football wagers, and you'll gain extra winnings and more. It's always fun to cheer for your favorite team and celebrate the game-winning drive. And now you can do that while getting in on the action with BetMGM. Make your bets and play along with the full slate of games like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions, live betting options, original bets, and so much more. Log in or sign up today to get your pro football boost pack. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for full terms. 21 plus only. Must be 21 or older to wager. Ohio only. Existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards vary. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What's your perfect night? Is it curling up on the couch for a cozy, peaceful night in? Therapy can feel a bit like that, your comfort place where you replenish your energy. With BetterHelp, get matched with a therapist based on your needs, entirely online. It's convenient and suited to your schedule. Find comfort this season with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of Real Life, Real Crime, the podcast. As always, I'm your host, Woody Overton. And today, we're continuing the series that's so, so important, y'all. Hashtag Justice for Haley. And now, you're going to get to see a bit of beast mode in this episode. Or the Patreon of Convicts, you'll get to see the video will be put up, as all the other ones have been for y'all. And everybody else, you'll get to hear this audio part of it, okay? So up until this point, we know Haley's deceased in the apartment. Shotgun was underneath some clothes, underneath her originally, moved by the paramedics. And, you know, Brooks gets detained in the back of the cop car. He's laughing. And at some point, he finally asked about Haley, but they bring him to the police station. And you heard on last week's episode, if you haven't listened, go back and listen. On last week's episode, the two detectives worked him just like I would have worked him. And which is, you bring him in, you already know what you know, right? You talk to certain people. And now at some point, you got to get this cat's side of the story. And they started, you know, gave him a gunshot residue test. Never asked why. Not once, y'all. Never asked why. All right. And on top of the fact that you've been detained for hours and hours and hours, and they let you sit on that, you didn't get to see it on the video, but they let him sit for about 30 minutes, I think, before they came in and gave the GSR test. And then they left. The male and female detective left. And then about another 30 minutes, he's on camera the whole time, just kind of twiddling his thumbs and shit. And, you know, he drank some water. He got to use the bathroom and it just never asked why he was there. Motherfucker, don't you know if you have Woody Overton in the police station before you put me in handcuffs, I want to know why. Right. And finally, they listened to all his lies and they evidently were successful. And you'll hear this in the second part of this audio. They were successful in establishing in his mind which detective he liked more than the other one. And now one, you can't see it unless you've seen the video. One of them is an older detective. And then the other one is with his back to the camera is the younger detective. But he says they didn't go anywhere that day. And I'm going to bring you some more evidence that, except to get water from the gas station. And I'm going to bring, after he says his water wasn't working, and then later on he says, well, I took a shower around 6 o'clock. I mean, just nothing but lies, nothing. And he tells the detectives, well, Haley was standing when y'all got there, when the cops got there. And I went outside to talk to them. But he never asked, where's Haley or anything about her, right? He said, but basically he says she was standing in the hall. She had busted her lip. And she was standing up when he walked out the door. Well, we know that's a motherfucking lie, right? And everything else he just lied. And they went back and asked him, did you talk to anybody tonight? No, I didn't talk to anybody. Nobody came to your apartment. Nobody came to my apartment. Well, we know that's a lie. The apartment manager came at one point because they were arguing around 8:30 p.m. so loud. She came and said, hey, y'all, knock it off. I'm calling the cops, right? And you heard on the very first episode, he at some point ran downstairs, banging on doors, asking for help. And Austin goes upstairs, calls 911. He's on the phone with 911. And Brooks is there holding Haley, crying, come on, baby, wake up. Come on, baby. And at one point he says, come on, bitch, get up. And, but he denies all that. He tells the detectives, I never talked to any cops tonight before, or I never talked to anyone. Nobody came to my apartment. This isn't Seinfeld. I mean, he says all lies. And you know, those cops are have to be thinking, holy fuck. And they asked him repeatedly how much he had to drink. Maybe two beers. And then it changed to later on, they asked him again, how many beers, what kind of beer did you drink today? Guinness. Only like one. When was the last time you smoked weed? Well, I don't smoke weed. I don't mess with that stuff. And when they said, well, you know, your apartment had some weed in it and some pipes, he was like, and then later on he changed to, yeah, but it's probably been 2 weeks since I smoked weed, right? Just lying. And, but he wasn't fucked up, y'all. I've watched this video for so many hours and he's just laughing and carrying on until the cops have had enough. They realize, hey, we're not going to get anything else out of this dude that is the truth, right? He's still sitting there, never asked about Haley yet, not one time. Never asked about Haley. He's been asked about Haley. He's been asked about the relationship. And, you know, like, what the fuck is this guy thinking? They asked him, how long have you been living at the apartment? He said 4 or 5 years. Well, whose apartment name in? Mine. How old are you? 20. So you moved into the apartment when you were 15 years old? They didn't ask him that naturally. They were just letting him hang himself, right? And there's so many lies. And when I wrap this up, I'm going to point out every single lie. And there's so many more than y'all have heard. So much more that happened that day before Haley was murdered. Okay. And that's going to come in on later episodes. But back to it, he's lying. And at one point, this interview, which they got him past Miranda, right? And so it's an interrogation now. They, you know, he signs his Miranda rights and all that shit. And guess what? Even when he signed his Miranda rights, he didn't ask about Haley. He didn't ask, why am I being Mirandized, right? Well, fuck you, Brooks Cleary. So what we're going to do now is play the rest of the interview. And this is where Brooks Cleary's sugar starts to turn to shit. Now, the cops already know, right? They know what they know. And I'm going to prove that to you in later episodes with some more recordings that they don't even know about. But they're like, we got to close the deal. We got to swap from being non-confrontational with this cat and confront him with the facts and see what he says about the facts, right? And so I'm going to play this for you now, and y'all, it's going to be a minute, and it gets a little graphic. There's a lot of cursing and a lot of bad shit's about to go down. But I want you to listen to it, and I'll talk to you right afterwards. So let's play the audio now.
All right. So we're kind of, you know, we're doing an investigation as far as what all occurred tonight. And you know how the law is. We're just trying to figure out what happened. So this time we're going to go ahead and, just because we want everything for the rights, everything to be good. We're going to go ahead and read your rights, okay?
Okay. As you said, this is not Miranda, right? So I'm just going to read this out to you, and once I'm done with it, I'll ask you to understand, and then you say if you do or not. Okay. You have the right to remain silent, and you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to talk to a lawyer for advice before he asks you any questions, and to have him with you during questioning. If you cannot afford a lawyer, one will be appointed for you before any questioning if you wish one. If you decide to answer questions now without a lawyer present, you will still have the right to stop answering any time until you talk to a lawyer. Do you understand your right? All right. Do you have any questions about Ritz?
So that means I could like ask for a lawyer. Just
yeah,
come sit here.
It wouldn't happen tonight.
Yeah, that probably not get held. But I'm probably gonna get held anyways, huh?
Well, how would we hold you?
Huh?
How would we hold you?
I don't know. It seems like I'm probably gonna have to spend the whole night here.
Alright, do you have, any questions?
No.
Okay. Do you wish to make any statement or answer any questions right now?
No.
Do I answer questions or you don't?
No, like I'm okay.
You're okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're okay. I just want to be clear, you're okay to answer questions.
Okay.
Okay, what's your highest level of education?
My what now?
Your highest level of education?
11th grade.
So, you can read and write and everything?
Yeah.
Okay. You're not under the influence of anything?
No.
Yeah.
Except for a couple beers, you know. And COVID.
Okay. So part of our job is to
sign them.
Okay.
Yeah. You're going to need to sign. You understand those rights?
Sick.
Ladies, are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? Well, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living in our environment right now. It's in your food, your water, the air you breathe, the clothes you wear, your skincare products. They all mess with your hormones. Then there's the natural hormone changes your body goes through, premenopause, menopause. And while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean you have to suffer through it. The good news is, you don't have to suffer through it anymore because now you have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hormone Harmony is not just a hormone supporting supplement. It's become a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. And the biggest benefit? Well, my wife says it makes her feel like her own self again. And that's what women mention over and over in the reviews. And there are over 30,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code RLRC for 15% off today. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com and use code RLRC.
Excited for the football season? Then don't miss your boost pack courtesy of BetMGM. Log into your BetMGM account today to receive your pro football boost pack. Then, apply the token from the pack to any qualifying pro football wagers, and you'll gain extra winnings and more. It's always fun to cheer for your favorite team and celebrate the game-winning drive. And now you can do that while getting in on the action with BetMGM. Make your bets and play along with the full slate of games like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions, live betting options, original bets, and so much more. Log in or sign up today to get your pro football boost pack. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for full terms. 21 plus only. Must be 21 or older to wager. Ohio only. Existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards vary. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Oh, 27. we have to like put together a timeline of an incident, and we need to, you know, be consistent. We need to be able to walk through and say this happened this time, this happened this time.
Yeah.
That's why I have people walk.
No, trust me, I was trying to get a job here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When was that?
2 months ago. I talked to a couple officers that were on the square responding to this guy named Alfonso. He like spit in my fiance's face and like called her a bunch of names and was trying to hit her. And so I came up and I was talking to a few officers about getting a job.
Oh, really?
With the department. Yeah.
We need people.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity.
Like you said, there's some things that I'm not 100% clear about.
Okay.
So just from the moment of your argument, just one more time, just walk us through, like, step by step, everything that happened, just to make sure we're not missing anything. Cause
pretty much all I remember is, like, we were arguing, and then I hear a knock at the door, you know? So, like, yeah, that's pretty much all I remember.
Was this the same argument you guys were having at, like, 8 p.m.? Or is it a separate
what time is it right now?
Right now, it's 2 in the morning.
Jeez Louise. I got to work in the morning. Yeah, it must have been probably around like 8 or 10, somewhere around there.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you guys just had the one argument today about the bill,
yeah.
Nothing else?
Yeah.
Okay. you told me how long that argument lasts?
It's probably like 15 minutes.
Okay. So just go from there. You guys are having an argument. How long after the argument?
We're having like an argument back and forth, and then I hear like a knock at the door like 15 minutes later. Like, it's pretty much as best as I could describe it.
Okay. And the cops only came to your apartment one time today or multiple times?
Yeah, one time, I believe. Yeah, one time. It should have only been.
Okay. Just once again, just walk me to the. Where were you at the time? Where was Haley at the time?
I was standing in the kitchen. Like, I got the fridge right here, and then, like, you know, the door's, like, over there. I'm standing right here behind the counter.
Uh-huh.
She's, like, right there by the, like, mirror and the water heater, like, almost going toward the bathroom and the bedroom, you know, in that little hallway space.
Yeah.
So we're, like, going back and forth, and then I hear, like, and then I, like, went and opened the door, and I was like, hello. It was obviously...
Was that the police officer?
Yeah.
So, what were you doing at the time in the kitchen?
I was standing there, and I was, like, you know, going, like, back and forth there, blah, 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 we're arguing. And then, like, here, so I obviously go check the door.
Okay. And what was Haley doing at the time? Like, how was she positioning? What was she saying?
She was standing there, and she was like, no, like, fuck you. Like, I don't understand, like, why you don't make more money. Like, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, I'm sorry. I just started at this place. Like, I'm going to make more money soon. And she was like, no, like, you said that, like, 2 months ago. It's just, like, a bunch of back and forth.
How's her demeanor usually? Is she, like, usually kind of, like, happy-go-lucky? Is she, like...
Well, that, I don't know, like, it's not like she's usually one way or another, like, sometimes she's argumentative, sometimes she's, like super nice, like, the nicest person I've ever met. Sometimes she's, like, a complete bitch, like, it's just, it changes.
Is she taking any medication or anything?
She used to, but not anymore.
You know what it was?
I can't remember the exact name of it, no.
You know what it was for?
It was for, like, anxiety and, like, depression.
Okay. Are you taking any medication at all? Any prescription medication?
Her?
No, you.
Oh, no.
Something like that?
No.
Yeah. Okay. alright. Sorry to sidetrack. So, you guys are arguing back and forth?
Yeah, we're arguing back and forth, and then we're, like, you know, knock at the door, and then that's when I go to the door.
Okay. So, what happened then?
Pretty sure they were just, like, trying to separate us. So they were like, you come with me, you stay here and talk to me. Like, you know, so they took me downstairs and they talked to her upstairs.
Okay. What did you tell the cops?
Pretty much exactly what I just told you.
That, You said they're talking with her. Where were they?
They were probably upstairs, like outside, like right on the little stairway, you know, the little patio or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I was downstairs talking to another police officer.
Okay. What? So we talked to you. We spoke with Haley.
Mm-hmm.
Then you never went back into the apartment after that?
No. I was in the car. Yeah, that's where I got these. That's where I got these severe bruises from.
Yeah, they're not comfortable. Okay, so we're hunt and you have a shotgun and everything. Where do you store that typically?
Where do I store it?
Yeah.
Oh, like I said, it's like so you come in and then right there is my TV with like the entertainment system,
uh-huh.
And then like on the right hand side of it. It's like leaning up against the wall, like unloaded.
Okay.
Yeah, just like leaned up there.
It's unloaded, you said?
Yeah.
Is it unloaded now?
Yeah.
Where do you keep the ammo? Do you have any ammo?
Yeah, I mean, well, little bird shot, that's all I got, because I only hunt turkey with it and squirrels. And stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's not like I'm taking down deer with that thing.
Yeah, definitely. Where do you store it at?
I store it in my little office. Like, at the opposite side of the house, I have that little office space.
Okay.
How familiar, I have, like, a couple boxes shells.
How familiar is, Haley with, the shotgun, and she hunt at all?
No, she doesn't hunt, no.
Did she shot the guns at all or anything?
No, she's never shot.
what's her familiarity with the shotgun?
She knows, like, you pull a little tab in, and then you could shuck it.
Okay.
So that's all she knows, though.
Did you, like, teach her that for, like, home defense, or?
Well, I had taught her that because I was like, I want to take you, like, little, you know, squirrel hunting, turkey hunting, stuff like that. So I was like, yeah, you know, you, like, put a little tab in, you shuck it, and then you can hold it, but always keep your finger off the trigger, you know, like,
yeah.
Keep it like this, and then when you're ready to fire, you squeeze it off like that, you know, that's pretty much all I ever taught her.
Do you, like, you show her how to load it or anything?
Huh?
Do you, like, demonstrate how to load it or anything? Or just...
Oh, yeah. I told her that you, like, go from the bottom like that. That's pretty much it.
Okay. So, I have issues with the timeline because... when we went out there, it wasn't around 8 p.m. It was later.
Okay, yeah. See, like, I wasn't looking at the clock, so I was, like, just guessing at what time it was.
And then we didn't show up because of your guys' fight. So you didn't talk to anyone else besides, it was just you and Haley arguing. No one else came up there and talked to you. No one came in your apartment.
No,
you don't talk to the neighbors, right?
Yeah, I'm sure you probably did. No, not that I remember. You're saying that a neighbor talked to me?
Did you go to anybody's house?
No.
You didn't knock on any doors?
No. Why would I knock on someone's door? That doesn't even make any sense. Completely out of water. Yeah, no, why would I go knock on some apartment complex neighbor's door? It's not like Seinfeld, you know what I mean?
When did Haley bust her lip?
Like I said, I don't know what, like, time it would have been.
I'm not talking, I don't want to get exact times or anything, I guess I know that's, like, impossible to do. I'm talking, like, when you're just telling me that you were behind the counter,
mm-hmm.
She was in the hallway. Did mm-hmm. she have a bust lip at that time?
When we were, like, talking and I was behind the counter,
yeah,
and she heard that knock at the door, yeah, she already had to, like, mess up lip and everything.
Do you know, like, how long ago from that little conversation to that?
Must have been, like, 20 minutes? About 20, 25.
Where did she do that?
In the bathroom.
Did you
see it happen?
No.
Is there blood in the bathroom?
I don't know.
How bad she busted? Like, was it?
I mean, it was, like, bleeding enough to get on my shirt. Like, because I was holding her like this, and I was like, Jesus Christ, what the fuck? And she was like, no, like, don't worry about it. Like, blah, 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 pushing me off. And, like, I was like, dude, like, come here. Like, let me clot the blood for you, you know?
So, what kind of beer did you drink tonight?
Guinness.
Yeah. How many did you have?
One. One and a half.
And again, how much marijuana did you smoke tonight?
None.
When was the last time you had marijuana?
Probably like 2 weeks ago.
There's bongs and stuff all in your house.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean I smoke it.
I'm just asking. I mean, I'm trying to figure out, because nothing you're telling us is making sense. That's what Detective Miggy's telling you. Nothing's making sense. We've talked to a lot of people. In your storyline, you said you had trouble with it. Not
see, anything. That's what I'm saying. I'm having trouble understanding why
I'm trying
you're
to figure
having
out.
Trouble.
Okay, well,
I'm trying to figure out. Me.
I'm trying to figure out. I mean, here's the deal. Are you under the influence of something? Or do you think we're stupid? I can't figure out which one.
Neither one. I don't think you're stupid. I'm not under the influence of anything. I'm just saying, like, I don't understand why I'm even sitting here right now.
You don't understand why you're sitting here. We have blood all over you. How did that happen?
Yeah, because she busted her fucking face, dude.
Was
I told
she,
you.
Was she standing up and crying on you?
Yeah.
She was?
Yeah, and then she, like, sat down on the futon, and I was holding her like this.
Okay.
Does that not make sense?
All right. So when did the gun go off?
What gun?
Okay, you can play games with it.
What gun?
The shotgun.
It never went off. You can go test it for forensics right now, dude.
That will happen.
Huh?
That will happen.
Okay, go ahead. Do it.
I'm just asking.
No, I'm saying this. You're sitting here and you're trying to do the good cop, bad cop thing, and I'm just trying to go home so I can go to work in the morning. I'm really, like, confused at why I'm even still sitting here. Am I free to go?
No.
No? Am I being detained?
Yeah.
Okay. For what?
Go ahead and tell me.
Well, Haley's deceased.
What? What the fuck are you talking about? What? What?
Can you do this?
What? What are you talking about? Haley is just... Wait, you fucking better not be lying to me right now, dude.
I wouldn't lie about that.
Bro, what the fuck? Are you serious? Fucking God, dude, what the fuck? What happened? What is...
That's what we're trying to understand. We just came in here trying to figure out what happened.
Dude! You gotta be fucking kidding me, right? Like, this is a joke?
I'm a joke about this.
And you went downstairs and you got your neighbor. He came up there with you. That's what we talked a lot of people. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. That's why I've asked you.
Not my neighbor and he came upstairs. What the fuck are you even talking about? What the fuck are you guys talking about right now? You're telling me Haley is fucking dead?
Yes.
Dude, you gotta be fucking kidding me right now. Like, you guys have to be fucking kidding me right now. There's no way.
Look, man, I'm not behind this, okay? I'm not behind it.
Dude, that's the love of my fucking life. You don't understand what the fuck. What the fuck? Dude, no. No, baby. This is not serious.
tried to give you. So you said she had a bloody lip and you were sitting on the futon and you were holding her.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
What if I told you your wife was dead right now and then I was like, that's where we left off? Fuck you. Get the fuck out of my face. Shut the fuck up. I can't fucking... Are you serious? She's actually gone?
She's gone. And you know that.
Fuck! Shut your fucking face, dude.
Honestly, I'm so sick of you.
And you know that. No, what the fuck I did? Why the fuck would I know that? Fucking asshole. Fuck you. What the fuck? What happened to her? What's wrong?
That's what we're trying to talk to.
What the fuck happened?
You're the last person that was with her alive. That's why we're trying to figure out what happened.
Dude, you think I fucking know? What the fuck is wrong? Like, what happened? What happened to her?
You guys were in the apartment all day together, alone.
Yeah, you can't do, like, a little forensics or whatever. What the fuck? Like, what the fuck happened?
We will. We don't have that.
What happened?
What we have right now is your statements to us. That's why we're trying to figure out what happened. Forensics come later.
You're telling me that my fucking fiance is gone? Are you fucking serious? What the fuck? And no one knows what the fuck happened? No one knows why? No one knows anything?
That's why we're asking you. You were there.
You think I fucking know? What the fuck is wrong with you?
We know how she died.
How?
That's what we're asking you.
How? Tell me. How?
Stop the charades, man.
Shut up. Oh, fuck you. Fuck you. Stop the charades. My fucking fiance is dead right now. You want to say stop
it? Your mouth.
I don't give a fuck what you think, buddy.
There's nothing.
I don't give a shit what you think.
You're not crying.
Oh, you're not.
Before we arrived to the apartment, the police, she was already dead.
me up to a polygraph fucking machine or whatever the fuck. I'm telling you the fucking truth. I don't know what the fuck happened to her. That's why I'm asking you cocksuckers what the fuck happened. Can we not get that, like, figured out? Dude, I didn't do anything to harm her. What the fuck? She's my best fucking friend. Why would I ever do that? She's my best fucking friend. I can't even imagine the world without her, bro. Like, I don't know what the fuck you expect me to say, like, oh, fucking, I was a dickhead. No, bro, what the fuck? What happened to her? Neither one of you know? No one knows?
We're asking for the truth.
You think I'm fucking...
You haven't been honest with us this whole time we've been here talking.
Okay, buddy.
I mean, this is honest.
Where'd you get your fucking detective lessons?
You haven't been honest. Okay, it's
okay, sure. Yeah, I haven't been honest. I haven't been fucking honest! You just told me my fucking fiance was dead! And you wanna tell me I'm not being fucking honest? You go fuck your mother, mate! You go shut the fuck up! You tell me I'm not being fucking honest one more time again! I'm telling everything I fucking know! I cannot fucking stand you!
Okay.
What the fuck? Dude, shut the fuck up! Don't even talk to me, dude! Get the fuck out of here! Just go. Just go. Let me have the good cop. Fuck off. I don't even know what the fuck is going on right now in my own fucking life! You told me my fiance is fucking dead?! Are you fucking serious?!
You've talked to people tonight.
Oh, I've talked to people? Sure, buddy. Two.
Okay,
give me a name. Give me one person.
Neighbors.
Neighbors. No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, I'm not sitting here making this up.
Okay, I'm not sitting here talking to you with your bullshit. I don't know what the fuck happened to my fucking fiance, and I'm sitting here talking to you cocksuckers, and you just now tell me that he's fucking dead? Are you fucking serious? We've been sitting here for 35 fucking minutes talking about some fucking bullshit! Dude, I cannot believe you did
back up. Fuck off. This is fact.
This doesn't make any fucking sense to me!
I agree.
bro. Like, I seriously wish you would fucking rot in a penitentiary for fucking being a bitch. I would never do anything to hurt her. She's my best fucking friend. She's my only fucking family that I have. Why the fuck would I do that? Fuck you. Fuck you.
Tell us.
Fuck you. I'm at a loss for fucking words. Like, I don't understand your fucking problem. And then you don't believe me? That's fine. I don't care if you believe me or not. Fuck you, honestly, for not believing me. I get into an argument. Now my fucking fiance is dead? And that's supposed to be my fucking fault?
Nobody's accused you. We're just adding
stuff. Dude, what the fuck? Shut the fuck up. Yeah, you have been. The whole time you've been like, ooh.
I'm asking the question. You're going to listen. Here's the deal.
Oh, I'm going to listen?
Yeah, you are. Are you under the influence of anything? I'm trying to make any sense of this, because nothing...
You just told me my fucking fiance is dead.
And you're like, over time. I haven't seen a tear come out of your eyes. So, the thing is...
Because I don't fucking believe you, to be frank. I really don't. I seriously don't.
Okay. I tell you what. I want you to just absorb it, okay? All right, we're telling you the truth. All right.
How am I supposed to know that it's the fucking truth?
Okay, because he's at a police station. We don't play around.
Yeah, y'all do.
No, we don't.
And yeah,
you know that. So, anyway, can I get you some more water or anything?
No.
Need a snack or anything?
No.
All right, why don't you just relax, come over this, we'll come back and talk to you in just a little bit, okay?
What the fuck happened? What the fuck? Thank you. fucking bullshit. Fucking pigs, man. What the fuck happened to Babe? What the fuck happened to my fiance, bro? What the fuck?
Another one. Another dream, okay?
Uh-huh.
Don't damage that
dream,
okay?
Sure. I fucking had something to do with my fiance. don't even want to fucking talk to you guys.
We're just
asking.
I'm done fucking talking to you guys. I'm done.
So y'all, you hear that? Dude's going off, right? Loses his Jesus. And he didn't know anything about Haley being having a gunshot wound to the head. He didn't know anything, but the cops are all kinds of cock-sucking motherfuckers, you fat motherfucker, and da-da-da-da, and fake crying. And like the cop said, one of the detectives said, bruh, you ain't never had a tear come out of your eye. You doing this, ooh-hoo, you know, and they just absolutely... I mean, you would even have to think this motherfucker is like really insane or really, really, really turned to the point. I mean, being fucked up to the point where he really didn't remember. But no, just look at him. Listen to him. Go back and listen to the hours before in the back of the cop car. He's laughing and stuff, right? The cold-blooded, that might be the – that didn't even fit. That what's going on with this cat, right? But he is now violent to the point, and we're going to do it in next week's episode, but he's violent to the point where I thought several times when he's going off, like you just heard, I thought several times he was going to physically attack the detectives. And you could tell that they did too by their body language. And when he ups his game and turns his anger on them, and he's like, y'all are lying to me. You better not be lying to me. And the detective's like, we wouldn't lie about something like this. You know, and he's like, but that's the love of my life. Yeah, okay, motherfucker. Whatever. And so I know that was a long audio. I just want you to understand where we are up until this point. And I need y'all to continue to share hashtag justice for Haley everywhere. The more people we have on board, when we do the call to action, the more successful we're going to be. And y'all, it's already working. We already had a couple of news stories covered on it and different things are coming out and stuff's being done, but you haven't heard anything yet. So the people that think they know about this case, they don't know what we're going to tell you. And it's because this family went above and beyond in this case. And the next 2 weeks, you're really going to get to hear some interviews with the mama and Stella, Haley's sister, and Brooks, and everything is just going to blow your mind. It blows mine every time I see it, but that's not all. We have more secret audio recordings of things that nobody in the world knows about. And this case is just shocking to the senses on how easy how easy it would be for them to get a murder indictment. I mean, that's ultimately what we're going for. But I love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. And I know Miss Barbara and Stella and Tyler and everybody loves Haley. A lot of y'all have reached out and I know that they want justice for Haley. I want justice for Haley. She's on her picture Miss Barbara gave me when I was in Atlanta. It's on my bedside table. And just like Courtney Coco, I used to have her there. And I see her last thing at night, first thing in the morning, every day. And beautiful young lady cut down in the prime of her life. So let's get justice for y'all. Continue to hashtag justice for Haley, everything. And I'm Woody Overton, your host of Real Life, Real Crime, the podcast. Until next time, or ever, don't let me catch you down on Murder Bayou. Peace.
Ex-
excited for the football season? Then don't miss your Boost Pack courtesy of BetMGM. Log into your BetMGM account today to receive your Pro Football Boost Pack. Then, apply the token from the pack to any qualifying pro football wagers, and you'll gain extra winnings and more. It's always fun to cheer for your favorite team and celebrate the game-winning drive. And now you can do that while getting in on the action with BetMGM. Make your bets and play along with the full slate of games like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions, live betting options, original bets, and so much more. Log in or sign up today to get your Pro Football Boost Pack. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for full terms. 21 plus only. Must be 21 or older to wager. Ohio only. Existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards vary. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Big shout out to you for making it through the hectic holiday season. This new year, get clean, quality, pregnancy nutrient support off your to-do list, including Ritual's best-selling essential prenatal multivitamin, designed with 12 traceable key ingredients to support a healthy pregnancy. With big changes coming up, take the small steps now and start today with 30% off a 3-month supply at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.